Patterns of Presence, Advent, Day 16. Luke chapter 2, verses 13 to 14. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those in whom his favour rests." The experience of the shepherds here is really quite something. Not only do they find themselves bathed in this ocean of light with an angel announcing Jesus to them, but now it's almost as though the curtains of heaven open up even wider to reveal even more. We're told that there is now a great company of angels. In fact, it is described as the heavenly host. Heaven is putting on quite the display here, and there is clearly a significant number of angels involved and what is taking place. The company of the heavenly host are found in the fields over Bethlehem. They are positioned within the display of glory. They are carrying declarations of heaven. Glory to God in the highest, they say. And on earth, peace on those in whom his favour rests. When we picture this moment in our mind's eye, we tend to picture the sky being illuminated and the vista before the shepherds being filled with angels. It's almost as though when we think about it, that the stars in the sky are replaced by the angelic as these myriads of angelic beings just fill the air with their presence and with the sound of their message. But if you look at the text, the position of the angels is never mentioned. Luke doesn't say anything about them filling the night sky or that they appear from within the clouds. It just says that an angel of the Lord appeared and a great company of the heavenly host appeared alongside them. Could it be then that the angels were found on the hillside with the shepherds? And if so, is this a further prophetic symbol of Jesus? That they came and stood among them as Jesus himself had come to earth to be amongst humanity, to be God with us? However it unfolded, the dynamic on display here is that something of heaven is on the earth. And this is the theme that comes out here in these verses. This is the language that is repeated and suggested. The host of heaven appears to the shepherds of Bethlehem. The heavenly host calls to the earthly shepherds. They herald the birth of Emmanuel by declaring glory to God in heaven and peace on the earth. The angels are then described as returning to heaven and leaving the shepherds on earth to discuss their next move. There is this constant reference, directly and indirectly, to heaven and earth, both in the activity of the angels and in the announcement of the angels, because this is the message of Christmas. This is the point and purpose of Jesus being born. Emmanuel is holding in tension the realm of heaven coming to reality upon the earth. The baby in the manger, the child in the mother's arms, is heaven on earth. The angels and the shepherds, the glory on the hillside, the light bathing the darkness, is heaven on earth. The wise men coming seeking the star in the sky that is guiding, the heavenly light leading to an earthly location and announcing presence, announcing something divine, is heaven on earth. The whole message and story is heaven being found upon, having an impact upon, advancing upon the earth. And this is found echoed in the message of the angels to the shepherds. The arrival of Jesus upon earth is the reason for the praise of the angels. His birth, his presence, the age that has been heralded and announced is what fuels and shapes the expression that they bring, and so locked up within their message is the purpose of Emmanuel. He will bring glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth, all in whom his favour rests. His ministry is two-directional. It encompasses heaven and earth. He points to the glory of God in the highest heaven, and he releases peace upon earth to humanity. He walks the earth, holding the tension of the two realms. He is the bridge between the two, and he always has been. John's Gospel tells us, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning, and through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. And the Word, John says, the Word that is God and the Word that is with God, the Word through which the whole world came into being, John says, the Word became flesh and made His dwelling amongst us. Jesus holds the tension of the two realms, the Creator and the created, heaven and earth, God and humanity. And therefore only He can accomplish this unique omnidirectional ministry. Only He can bring glory to God and peace to man. Only He can outwork that which resonates in the heavenlies but reforms the earth. Because only He is both God and man. He holds the tension of the realms, which means only He can bridge the two. In Him is found the fullness of heaven, in Him is all of God, yet in Him all things hold together. All things live and move and have their being. He holds the tension of the realms. So when we find ourselves living in such tension, the only place that we can find peace on earth and bring glory to God is to put ourselves in Him. We live in a fallen world. We live in fallen bodies. We live with a sinful nature and a society that operates out with the boundaries of what appears to be what the Bible describes as God's ideal. And on top of that, we live with this unseen struggle that exists in heavenly places. So as believers, we live in this constant state of tension. The tension that exists between the realms. And life in that place can be wonderful when we're winning, but it can be difficult when it feels like we're not. Where do we go in the midst of such a tension? To whom can we turn? Well, we turn to the One who holds the tension of the realms, and we place ourselves in Him. We seek to connect to Him. We submerge the self in Him. We throw ourselves upon Him. We depend upon Him. We trust in Him. We rely upon His grace, and we live in His mercy. It's when we come and surrender every day to Him and seek to make the journey through each day in connection with Him, that's when we can navigate the tension of the realms, bringing glory to God, but knowing peace in our own world. Today, pause. Move in proximity to Him. Come close to Him. Draw near to Him. Submerge yourself in Him. Rely upon His grace in your today. Throw yourself into His mercy and take up His strength. And as you navigate your day, may you know His peace in your world, and may you bring glory to His name.
Children, weep no more. Hope is on the horizon. Weary world, behold your promised Messiah. Thank you. breaks the dawn of salvation.